Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Plants and Cats. I am your host, Erica Broom. And today's topic is, I don't know, we're going to figure it out as we go along. I feel like today, I didn't come into today's episode with a plan. Normally, I have a whole plan about what I'm going to talk about. But I'm going to be honest. The 2 weeks that I had off when I was in Florida really threw me off a lot. I think I'm realizing after just 2 weeks of running and being crazy and hopping from park to park and just not having any downtime. That's not true. Sean and I spent, in our 14 days that we were in Florida, we spent a total of 3 days just laying in the pool while we had nothing else planned. Sean, the rest of Sean's family went and did other stuff, and they invited us. They're like, "Oh, you want to go on this like fan boat ride?" And we're like, "Nah, we want to lay in the pool." "Do you want to go to Legoland?" "Nah, we want to lay in the pool." They went to like Cirque du Soleil, which would have been cool. But to be honest, I was just very tired and I needed some time to literally just lay in the pool. Hey, Cheryl. Thanks for tuning in live. Nice to see you here today. If anyone else is watching live in the Babes Club app, please say hello. I'd love to know that you're here. But yeah, I'm realizing how much stuff like that affects me. And it's weird when you start just kind of paying attention to things like that. When you haven't really paid attention to that before. So, not to get too deep into my own history, but I have spent a lot of my life just being dissociated, due to like childhood trauma and a bunch of other stuff. And I'm realizing now that, you know, now that I've kind of got a little bit of a grasp on that and I'm like sort of figuring those things out for myself, I'm realizing when I'm in my body, how much things actually affect me. So I think that a lot of the issues that I would have with being dissociated all the time was just being so overwhelmed so much all the time that I would just, my mind would just like separate from my body and just be like, no, we're checking out. We don't need to be here right now. You know what? Dissociation can be, or is, might be, just is, a trauma response. And it's something that your brain learns those neural pathways after years and years and years of just doing that all the time in order to survive. So I think after just running our asses off for 2 weeks, P.S., I'm sorry for those of you watching the video. This light over here, anytime I turn it on, just flickers. It goes on and off. It'll figure itself out in a minute. It is distracting me, so thank you to my ADHD for that. I can't stay focused when there's a light flashing. Oh my gosh. But I think I'm realizing after the craziness of that trip, just how much that actually takes out of me. So it's my second week now, technically, back at work, but I feel like last week I was really just trying to like ease myself back into it while also making sure that I was taking the time that I needed to just rest, and recuperate. I felt very burnt out when I got back from that trip, and by saying all this, I'm not saying that I didn't enjoy Florida. I loved every minute of it. It was amazing getting to hang out with Sean's family and get to know them better. It was incredible to have the opportunity to even go to Disney World. That's something I've always wanted to do ever since I was a kid and never thought it would happen. And then Sean's parents just took us. Like, we didn't have to pay for this trip, y'all. Like, Sean's parents took us to Disney World, took us to Universal Studios, took us to Busch Gardens, to the Kennedy Space Center, to, like, all of this stuff. And that is an opportunity that I would have never, I mean, I don't want to say never. Never say never to anything. But it's definitely not something that I would have prioritized, I guess, for myself. Because it was one of those things, it was like a childhood, you know, every kid wants to go to Disney World. What kid doesn't want to go to Disney World? But I think it was just one of those things that I would have never prioritized for myself. So I'm so grateful that they gave us the opportunity to go there. And it was just such a fun family vacation. I've had so many family vacations in my life, mostly when I was younger. And of course, I have some good memories from those times, but I also remember my family just fighting a lot and me and my sister just getting at each other's throats all the time. And things are different now that we're adults, of course. You know, you grow up and you grow out of those things eventually. But it was just, it was really nice to go on a vacation with a family that isn't at each other's throats all the time. It was, yeah. It was great, but exhausting. So all of last week, I really just spent some time kind of easing myself back into life and work, because we got back on the Friday and Sean had to work on the Sunday. He got called into work on Sunday, so he didn't even get a full weekend off. But it felt like after that craziness of all of the activity and everything we did, we both were just like, I think we both need a vacation from this vacation. Unfortunately, that's not how life works. You know, you take 2 weeks off work unpaid and you gotta go back to work when you get home. You can't take any more time off. But I'm just realizing that I need to slow down a little bit. And so the last week I kind of took a little bit of extra time to do things. You know, I didn't force myself to get out of bed at 8 o'clock. I'm not an early riser. I never have been. I sometimes go through phases where I like fight myself on that a little bit. And I'm just like, oh, you should get up at 7 o'clock and get all your stuff done in the morning. And then you'll have the rest of the day to just hang out. But I'm realizing that you can arrange your life in whatever way that suits you. Just because getting up at 6 in the morning and hustling all morning works for one person doesn't necessarily mean that it will or even needs to work for you, right? You can just sleep in till 10 and bum around the house until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock when your husband leaves for work, and then go out to your office and do your work. So that's what I've been doing. I've been taking shorter days the last week, so I have been a little quieter around the Babes Club app, and I do want to apologize for that. I'm just trying my best to recover, y'all, and it's going to take me some time. I'm realizing that, you know, the more internal work you do, the more things you realize about yourself, and the more things you realize, you're like, I need to give myself some grace and just take things slower and allow myself the space to do that. Because for some people, me included, it's just not sustainable to bust your ass all the time and work, and not take any time for yourself. And if you need to slow down, that's okay. So I guess the topic that I kind of wanted to touch on a little bit today, it's the first thing that jumped to mind this morning when I realized I had not planned a topic for today, which normally I do. Normally, I have notes that I reference and to keep me on track because my ADHD likes to just bring me all over the place. So this episode is definitely going to be a little less structured than normal. Because I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit today. That's the topic that kind of jumped to mind this morning when I was thinking about, oh crap, what am I going to talk about on the podcast today? I have no plans about what to talk about. So I wanted to talk about flying by the seat of your pants a little bit. So I've noticed... So ever since I decided that I was going to make this move out to the mountains, to move to BC, to uproot the life that I had been building for 34 years in Regina, I kept hearing one thing over and over from people. Well, a few things, but they're all kind of on the same sort of spectrum. So one of the things that I kept hearing from people was, you're so brave for doing that. I could never do that. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit because I think a lot of people, maybe myself included, a lot of people have the idea in their head that I just have all of my shit together all the time, that I always have a plan, that I know what I'm doing 100% of the time. And I want to reassure y'all that I am just like everybody else here. I have no fucking idea what I am doing half of the time. There are times when I wake up in the morning and I'm like, my God, I'm a grown-ass adult woman. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. Half the time, I feel like I have no idea what is going on, what I am doing that day, or what I should be doing. And sometimes there's legitimate moments where I'm like, man, I don't feel like I'm grown up. Like, I feel like I need adult supervision at 34. And so I kind of figure, based on my observations from the TikTok algorithm, the things that I have been shown on there, it has taught me that there is no such thing as a 100% unique experience. And so I figure that there's probably other people out there that also feel the same way, that they're like, I don't have my shit together. I have no idea what I'm doing. So coming back to what people were saying, oh, you're so brave for doing that, I could never. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't know where people got the idea that I am brave for doing this. And I guess I understand. It makes sense. You know, it moving from a town that you literally grew up in, you live there your whole life, haven't lived anywhere else. I lived in Moose Jaw for a whole week. I moved in with a boyfriend at the time and his mother, and that didn't last very long, let me tell you that much. It was preferable to live at my own home. I'll just put it that way. And I lived in Virginia, in the United States for 6 months. Other than that, I've lived in Regina my whole life. I haven't even lived in BC longer than the amount of time that I lived in Virginia. We moved here in, what was it, September? August? Was it September? Yeah, it was September. September 1st, we moved in. September, October, November. So we've lived here for 4 months. And I think I kind of set the expectation with myself that I would kind of have things figured out by now. And that's not the case. Because like I said, I'm just always kind of flying by the seat of my pants. And I don't feel brave about... I didn't feel any bravery around the move. I was scared shitless about relocating. And that is no... I'm not... Like... It was the scariest thing that I've ever fucking done. Scarier than moving away to the United States. Because that was scary in itself. The United States is a crazy place to be when you're a Canadian and you're not used to the culture there. And I moved to, Virginia, which is kind of the south. It's the northernmost point of the south, is I think what my ex used to tell me. But I didn't feel scared about that. Like, I knew, and I think that what partially was because I knew that it was temporary. I knew that even though I was packing up a lot of my belongings, all of my photography equipment, bringing Storm with me, taking my car, crossing the border and somehow getting across, even though I had all my stuff and they probably suspected I was not going to come back. But I wasn't scared about that. I was more excited than anything. I think the thing that scared me the most about moving out to BC was that I knew when I got out here that there was nothing waiting for me. Other than, obviously, the obvious, we had a house that we rented. So we had a lease, a year lease on a place. But I didn't know anybody out here, really. I've made friends since. I made a few friends before I got out here. I kind of got friendly with a few people on Instagram. But I didn't know anybody out here. And I think that was the scariest part of it for me, was just making that leap and hoping and praying that it would work out. So when people tell me, they're like, oh, you're so brave for moving out there, I could never do it. The truth is I wasn't really that brave. I just kind of decided that I was going to do something, and I did it. And I think that is one of the things that people don't think about or maybe consider when, you know, they're trying to make a big life change. There's a lot of people that were like, oh, you know, I would love to move out to BC. I've always wanted to move there, but I can't leave my family behind, or oh, my job is here and I can't leave that. I can't find a new job. To me, every time someone would talk to me about the things that were holding them back from doing the things that they wanted, it all ends up kind of sounding a little bit like excuses as to why you're standing in front, like standing in the way of your own happiness. So I think what it really boils down to for me is I wasn't brave about this at all, you guys. Like, even now, being solidly out here, having paid our December rent and knowing that I don't have a place back in Regina to go back to. We gave up our apartment there. I have my friends and my family, of course, there. But just now that I'm out here, I'm realizing that you don't need a plan. You can just decide to do something and just fucking do it. I think that really is what it comes down to for me, is that I just went for it. You know? I've been wanting... Sean and I had been talking about doing this move for, I want to say, like 2 or 3 years. And way back at the beginning of our relationship, like 6 years ago, we bought a bus together. We bought a school bus. And I don't know if all of you knew about this or not, because I hadn't talked about this in a long time, because I carried a lot of shame about the fact that this didn't end up working out. But we bought a school bus with the intention of gutting it and renovating it and turning it into like a tiny home on wheels. And we got really excited about this idea. You know, we bought the bus, we gutted it, and then we got halfway through the spray foam installation, which we did ourselves, and just lost all steam. Mostly because we ran out of money to do this. We didn't plan. So maybe in that case, a plan would have helped. So I don't want to say a plan is never a good idea. If we had had maybe more of a plan for the bus, maybe things would have turned out differently. But looking back on that now, I think we're realizing that the bus taught us a lot of lessons as to what exactly it was that we wanted out of life, what we were hoping to do. You know, I think for us, we kind of felt stuck in Regina. And for us, the bus maybe felt like a little bit of a way to escape our ticket out of there. Why we didn't think to just move to BC, I don't know. But we figured, you know, we like to travel, we like to road trip together. Having a tiny home on wheels would be great. You know, we don't have to rent hotels or anything like that. And we can just kind of take our bus and roll away with it, right? So, but I think that, like I said, the bus really just taught us that we needed to leave Regina. And when I hear, you know, there were a lot of excuses for myself as well. You know, like when I was saying that people would be like, oh, I can't leave because of this and this, and like I'm stuck in Regina because of blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, things like FaceTime exist, right? Skype, Zoom, FaceTime, texting, email. There's so many ways these days to stay in touch with your family. And that's honestly, I think, the number one excuse that I heard from people when they were telling me, they would tell me why they couldn't do the same thing I was doing. And the number one thing I think was, well, my family lives in Regina, or my family lives in Saskatchewan in the area, or wherever they were. My family lives near me, and it's important to me that I'm near my family. And that's totally fair and valid. I wish that I felt the same way about my family. My sister and my niece excluded, of course. I do miss them a lot. My niece is awesome. But you're staying in touch with your family. Like, how, I guess my question is, how often are you actually seeing your family in person? Number one. For Sean, one of the things that kind of was holding him back a little bit is like, well, my parents are getting older, and when we move out to BC, not if, when we move out to BC, I'm not going to be able to see them as often. And I feel really bad about that. I wish I could spend more time with them. And Sean's family, or Sean's parents, they moved out to, they have like a lake house that they sold their house in Regina, and they moved up to the lake, as their like retirement plan. And, but even when, Sean's parents lived in Regina, we didn't really see them that often either. We saw them even less when we moved up to the lake. So we would go up like maybe once or twice, maybe three times in the summer. I think like in 2021 or maybe, yeah, 2021, it wouldn't have been 2020 because COVID. But in 2021, we went up there like three or four times. We took Storm with us. It was awesome. But I reminded Sean, I'm like, well, we don't really see them that often now. You know, you Skype with them more often than you see them in person, because now they're up at the lake. So what difference does it make for us to be out in BC versus them being up at the lake? And so, yeah, moving away from family, I guess, can be something that's really scary for a lot of people. I don't have a really good connection with my family. I don't talk to either of my parents. I haven't for 3 or 4 years at this point. But even my sister and my niece, like, I wouldn't see them very often either. And they lived like a 5-minute drive from my house. So when you think about it, you know, the things that are getting in your way of going after the things you want, whatever that might be, it could be a big move. It could be a move to a new province. It could be taking a new job. When you are presenting yourself with excuses as to why you can't do something, stop for a second and just think about, like, why am I telling myself these things? Like, why am I getting in my own way of my happiness, getting in the way of my own happiness? Why do I think that I can't do this? Like, there's always, it always comes down to your own internal core beliefs. The things that you've been taught during childhood trauma in general, those are all the things that kind of give us the ideas in our head as to why we can or can't do something. And I think when we let that internal voice get in the way and dictate, like, the ways we do things, that is when fear kind of can take over. And like I was saying, I was scared shitless to move out here. Don't for a second think that I was like, yeah, I have this all figured out. I know exactly what I'm going to do when I get to BC. Don't get me wrong. I had a little bit of a plan, right? Like, I wanted to be doing shoots outside. I wanted to obviously continue my boudoir career out here. I wanted to grow the app. I wanted to write my book, which I've started. Very excited about that. I wrote like 6,000 words yesterday. I just spent all afternoon writing. I think that's what I'm going to do all afternoon today, is just write and write and write. And I want to get that book published next year. Stay tuned for that. I will have more info soon. But lost my train of thought. See, that ADHD is just kicking in since this morning. But, you know, I had a general idea of what I wanted to do when I got out here. But now that I am out here, so I guess like having a plan, in a sense, is a good idea, I suppose. Maybe I'll rescind what I said earlier. Having a semblance of a plan is a good idea. Don't just fly by completely by the seat of your pants and just hope for the best, because, well, maybe that works for you. I don't know. I'm not, take any of my advice with a grain of salt, y'all. Like, I'm just kind of spouting. Like I said, I had no plans for what this podcast episode was going to be today, so we're just going for it. But when I came out here, I had a very different idea of what I thought I was going to be doing, what I thought was going to make me happy, and where I thought my career was going to go. And after the craziness of our trip and taking those 2 weeks completely off from work, like I really wasn't around in the app at all. I would check in on my email once in a while just to like make sure that there was no fires to put out. Spoiler alert, there weren't. When you put on an autoresponder on your email, people tend to respect that, turns out. So I probably didn't have to check my email at all while I was there. But really taking a step back from just the hustle and the grind that I had forced myself to become accustomed to, I'm realizing that I don't know. This is hard for me to admit out loud. I don't know if I am happy with the direction that my career has taken me, which feels weird to admit out loud. You know, 2020 and 2021 were very chaotic years for me in my studio. 2020 was financially my best year yet with my business, which sounds crazy because that was the pandemic. And it's sort of like trailed off since then a little bit. But I'm realizing after the grind of all of the sessions, I think I did in 2020, I want to say I did like 83 sessions or something like that. That is a lot of sessions. I have no help. Like, Sean helps me out sometimes, like checking emails and doing random tasks for me, but I run this business all by myself. And with 83 sessions in 1 year, it was too much. So I took a little tiny step back in 2021 and kind of cut back a little bit on the sessions that I was doing, but I'm realizing now that I'm out here and I have no sessions booked, I have no upcoming sessions. I've done a few shoots since I came out here, but I find myself questioning whether or not I want to keep doing them, which is a weird thing to admit. Out loud and to myself, because I spent 15 years building my photography career, and I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm realizing that my love for it, maybe just temporarily, has kind of evaporated a little bit. And I think that that's something that can happen when you monetize a hobby, right? Photography started out as a hobby for me. And I realized like, oh, shit, I can make money with this. I can make money doing a thing that I love. And don't get me wrong, I have loved every single session that I have done for a client. I've loved every client that has come through my doors and given me the honor and the opportunity to provide them the experience of a lifetime, you know, showing them that they can access that inner confidence and, you know, be the badass that they always thought they were and that they could look beautiful in images, you know, that everybody is beautiful and worthy of being photographed. I have loved every minute of that, but at the same time, on the other hand, I'm realizing that I hustled a little too hard. I girl bossed a little too close to the sun. Is that what there's a TikTok about that. I girl bossed too close to the sun. I feel like that is the case though. I'm taking a break from, you know, doing any consult calls and that sort of thing just to like be able to focus on other things. Because the thing is about running your own business is that your attention is just kind of always split into a million different directions. For me especially, and it's a thing I did to myself, so I really can't get too mad about it. I just don't have the ability to focus on one thing at a time, and I'm always kind of just going after the new shiny thing. Or, you know, I was like, oh, I don't feel like doing that today. I'm just going to work on this other thing. So maybe that's part of it too. By taking a step back from shooting, from, you know, from booking sessions until February, I'm going to come back to this in February and probably open my books up. I am coming back to Regina, by the way, in April, for sure, 2023, and likely October 2023 for some shoots. So if you're not on my waitlist and you want to be, there's your opportunity. But just taking a step back and reassessing what it is that I want to be doing. I was talking to Sean about this a little bit this morning and kind of just catching him up on the whirlwind that is my mind 24/7. And I told him, I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to be doing this anymore. I don't know if boudoir or even photography is where I see myself going in 5-10 years. You know, where will I be in then? I don't know. And he asked me, he's like, well, you've really been liking writing, right? And I said, yeah, I love writing. It's something I've always wanted to do. Ever since I was a kid, I just wrote and wrote. I wrote stories and just my journal, and I was a writer. I always have been. But for some reason, I just haven't allowed myself the space and the time, especially, to dedicate to that, because I've been so focused on the business side of things, making money with my boudoir photography. Because yes, while I do love boudoir, it also is how I pay my bills, right? Like, let's be honest, I don't do it because of my love for, like, I do it because I love photography. I love working with people. I love my clients. I love the experience that it gives to people. But if I wasn't able to make money from that and provide for myself and employ myself, I don't think that's what I would be doing. Because let's be honest, everybody has to make money. Like, I think a lot of people tend to think that, oh, all photographers do this because they just love photography. They all have, like, this is their side hustle. They don't make a full-time income with what they're doing. I did. That was my full-time income, was photography. And now that I'm out here and I don't have that, you know, that part of it hasn't caught up out here. You know, moving to an entirely new market, turns out, is hard. You know, it's hard to build a name for yourself where nobody knows you. Nobody out here knows who I am. I don't run into people on the street anymore that go, oh, are you Erica from the Babes Club? That happened a lot in Regina, y'all. And it happened in Saskatoon once, too. Like, it was mind-boggling to me that people would just come up to me on the street. It was like a little mini, like, local celebrity. And I still don't know how I feel about that. You know, it would always kind of catch me off guard a little bit when someone would come up to me. But now that I'm out here and I'm realizing that I have to start over, I'm realizing that I have the opportunity to start over doing whatever it is that I want. Really. And that's something that my mentor told me. I had, before I went on my vacation to Florida, I had a mentoring session with my mentor, and I was just telling her, I was like, you know, I'm feeling frustrated. You know, the advertisements that I was paying for through Google Ads didn't end up paying off. I thought, you know, I was doing the right thing by hiring this company to do ads for me, and that it would be like, I was paving my own way, right? I was paving my own way out here. And the thing that you don't realize sometimes is that what works in one market, what worked in Regina, my Google ads worked really well in Regina for a while. But just because they work well in one market doesn't mean that they're going to work well in another, which was an unfortunate lesson to learn. But what she told me You know, this is why this is why it's so good to have a mentor on your side, somebody that just can give you advice. Because she told me that I could, she's like, you have a fresh slate here. If things weren't working for you anymore, if the way that your life was when you were in Regina, the things that you were doing in Regina don't align with you anymore, you don't have to do them. You can do whatever you want out there, Erica. So what do you want to be doing? And I had no answer for her then. And I think that's, you know, the answer is coming to me. There are things that I have been kind of working on in the background of my mind a little bit about what I do want to be doing going forward. So some things are coming soon. I always say that, soon. But she said, you know, you have the chance to start fresh and build exactly the life that you want at the pace that you want. So you don't have to continue doing things the way that you've been doing them. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit of knowledge with you all. Is that if something's not working for you, you don't have to keep doing it. You can change your mind at any point of your life and do something different. You can move to a new province. You can decide to have a baby if you want, if that's what you want. You can decide to get divorced. You can decide to get married. You can change your career path. You could be 57 years old and 2 years away from retirement and decide, you know what? I hate my career. I want to do something different. I want to go back to school. You can do whatever you want. The only thing, the only person that is standing between you and the things that you want out of your life is you. So I think things might be changing for me professionally going forward, and I want to try to keep everybody in the loop and just like let you know what's coming up next, but that won't be until I know what's coming up next. I'm still kind of just trying to figure this out. I'm trying to, like I said, recover from our trip and just recover from the burnout that I've been feeling. Last week was really rough for me. I am feeling a little bit better this week. And I just know it's going to take me time to get back to like my full kind of self. So yeah. I hope y'all learned something from the podcast today. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't come into this podcast with any sense of any plan. And I just went for it. And I feel like I shared some good tidbits today. So we're going to do the card pull. And we're going to see what the cards have to say. So every time I do a live, I always do a card pull, general card pull for those that are listening or watching live. And it's kind of like anytime you're getting a general reading about anything, you always want to take what resonates and leave what doesn't, because not everything is going to resonate unless it's a personalized card reading. So let's see what the cards have to say today. Which one flipped over here? We got the Eight of Cups. Oh, weird. Is this a little turkey? What kind of bird is this? I'm not sure. Oh, that's not... I thought it was a turkey. No, it's just an octopus. All right. A quick sidebar. The other day, yesterday, there was a turkey on the deck on my office. I think I posted a video to my Instagram stories. So if you saw it, it's on there. But there was a turkey in our yard, like a wild turkey. Turkeys just like hang out around here. We get elk and bears and it's weird. It's this city girl isn't quite used to it. But I saw this and at first I was like, oh my God, that's a turkey. No, it's just a little octopus with a little ink cloud. So we're going to look up. See, Eight of Cups. All right, so I'll show this to you all one more time. I'm going to describe it. So it's a little red octopus with like a little kind of like an ink cloud. He's like been scared or something. There's like a little circle of eight seashells on the bottom. And he's kind of like, you can see like the ocean, the bottom of the ocean behind him, and kind of the green bottom of the ocean. So, the Eight of Cups. After exhausting all available options, a defeated octopus ejects an inky plume. Cloaked by a murky black shroud, it exits the scene, unsure if it will ever return. Something meaningful is missing, and it cannot be found here at this time. Do you feel called to leave an unfulfilling situation? Oh my God. Determine what exactly is missing, and then go off and find it. Well, fuck y'all. I feel like this card is kind of calling me out here, which doesn't really happen on the podcast. But I do feel a little bit, like, I don't want to say that I'm unfulfilled by photography, because that is not at all true. I love photography. I've always loved photography. But there is something missing about it for me. And I think the thing that I'm not telling y'all about yet, the thing that I'm still kind of percolating over in the back of my mind, I think maybe that is the missing piece for me. So exploring that might be what I need to do. Cloaked by a murky black shroud, it exits the scene, unsure if it will ever return. I don't feel sure if I am going to return. I don't think I am going to return at all to photography in the capacity that I was doing it. I think I'm realizing that I do need to live my life a little differently, and being a cog in the capitalist machine was really grinding me down and wearing me down. So I am going to determine what is missing from this life of mine, and I'm going to go and find it. And I want to encourage everybody listening to do the same. So for listener mail, or if you or another empowered woman you know would like to be a guest on the show, please email me at plantsandcatspod@gmail.com. As always, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I will see you next week. Bye.